Chapter 16, My Sea Adventure. I stuffed my pockets with biscuits and took a pair of pistols with me. I had decided to find Ben Gunn's boat and see if it might be usable for us. This was my whole plan at the time, and I found it easy enough to slip away. I slipped quickly through the woods, feeling quite experienced with the island after my previous wonder. I reached an empty stand of beach and walked along the surf looking for the white rock. I could see the Española anchored on the unbroken mirror of the calm sea and frowned at the Jolly Roger hanging from her peak. A small boat lay alongside the ship and I could clearly see Silver. The boat stayed only a short time next to the great ship before rowing back to the island. The last rays of the sunset glowed behind Spyglass and fog was rolling in. I knew I would have to find Gunn's boat quickly or my mission would be lost in the darkness. I spotted the white rock and trotted toward it. A hollow lay below it, well hidden. In this hollow I found Gunn's small boat crafted of tough wood and goatskin. The boat felt small even for me, and I wondered how a grown man had used it. I suddenly decided that I must use the tiny boat to slip out to the Española and cut it loose to drift. First, I ate a hearty meal of biscuits and listened to the sounds of pirates singing and shouting down in the swamps. I could make out the distant glow of their fire, but I was certain they would not see me. Soon I set to sea. The small boat was extremely difficult to handle. It seemed intent to turn every way but the way I desired. Luckily, the tide was sweeping toward the Española, or I would have done little more than spin in circles near the shore. When I reached the side of the Española, I waited for the shifting ship to turn so that the anchor line went slack. As soon as it did, I sawed through it. As I worked at my task, I heard angry voices in the cabin. I recognized one as Israel Hands and the other as one of the other pirates. Several times I heard the men come to blows. When the anchor line was cut through, I spotted a light cord trailing from the Española and decided to climb it. I scrambled up until I could see into the cabin window where the two pirates now fought with deadly fury. As I hung from the cord, I looked down toward my small boat to discover it had drifted well away. I had no choice now but to climb, and I reached the deck and collapsed in exhaustion. I awoke to discover that someone had raised the sails. But no one steered the ship. We drifted well away from the position the ship had held at anchor. The wind had picked up, and now the ship bucked in the waves like a mad thing. I crept across the deck and found two watchmen. One lay flat on his back, dead, with his arms outstretched. The other sat propped against the bulwarks with his chin on his chest. I recognized this man as Israel Hands. Dark blood was splashed across the decks, and I was certain the men must have killed each other. Suddenly, Hands uttered a low moan and shifted slightly. I walked closer to him, and his eyes cracked open. He gasped for something to drink. I dodged the swinging boom and lurched across the deck to reach the cabin. The cabin was a mess of mud and destruction, but I found a bottle with liquid in it and some food. I came back on deck and drank deeply from the water beaker before giving Hans the bottle. He drank deeply while I sat and ate. Then I pulled down the Jolly Roger and turned toward Hans. "I could use some direction," I said. "I plan to beach the Española in the North Inlet. Can you tell me how to do that?" The pirate nodded.
"Aye, Captain Hawkins,"